Welcome to Fresh from the Field Fridays by the Produce Industry Podcast, your weekly download on supply trends, category updates, brand awareness, and what's hot in the market. Join us each week from San Francisco Bay, California, as we cover all aspects of the produce supply chain industry. Ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Dan, the Produce Man.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fresh from the Fields Fridays. Oh, boy, it's hot out here in the field, too. I'm Dan, the Produce Man, along with
Patrick Kelly.
Folks, it is Labor Day weekend, and boy, oh boy, is that one of the last biggest picnic pushes, barbecue, outdoor. I mean, we can always do it all year long if we want to, but kind of what it does is it says this is the end of the summer season, but it ain't over, folks. It ain't over. I mean, I've got O'Henry Peaches here telling me that. So for this weekend, we have corn, all right? You know, it's a big, big corn weekend, and there's plenty of corn around the country. We are the largest producer of corn in the world. China is second. So we have corn for everything, and it's in everything. Manufacturing and everything, but we're talking fresh corn here. Consumption of corn here in the United States, just 1% of it goes to the fresh market, and the rest of it is processed in all kinds of things, at least according to this old Produce Date magazine that I'm looking at. But you know, it's that time of the year, man. It is picnic time, so get that corn out and grill it. There's plenty of it here, plenty of it in the east, plenty of it in the middle. So get your corn on, folks.
You know, what's funny, Dan, is that, you know, I studied in China, went to college over there, and, you know, when I was in Beijing, if you think about the LA area, the 405 or the 5, you know, seeing 4 or 5 lanes. Well, Beijing, they have 8 lanes on each side. And the interesting thing about that, Dan, is we're in a bus and we're traveling to the Great Wall of China and we're going to do some really cool things. And sure enough, on the side of the road, they're shucking corn right on the highway, Dan.
On
the highway, they're shucking corn and they're selling corn.
Are they trying to make corn fuel?
They are selling, my friend. So they are on the left side, and it's the only place to where they can do it as well. So they use that very left side of the highway. There's obviously traffic, and they're shucking corn and selling corn on a stick right there, man. So I've had some crazy... I've had some crazy experiences. I mean, just like when you go down to Mexico back in the days, you would start riding through the lines and all the retailers and vendors would be out through the streets, man. And corn's a big fave for mine. When I was a kid, I was always the canned cream corn. And then over the years, now my wife makes a homemade cream corn and it's phenomenal. It's made from fresh corn. She shucks the corn. She then literally de-kernels the corn. And then obviously she uses cream cheese and other fresh items to make this cream corn just a phenomenal statement piece around the holidays. And there's a couple items around those holidays, Dan, that I demand, man. It's like green bean casserole and homemade cream corn, man. So corn is definitely a staple item in the household. And they've been advertising it low prices all day, every day on sweet corn, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You can find great deals. And you know, it's one of the loudest crops. Did you know that? It actually, when folks say they can hear the corn grow, they're not nuts. Oh, yeah, corn nuts. Okay, corn nuts. They're corn nuts.
They're going corn. Well, I was going to say, are they screaming when they're getting shucked? They're peeling their skin. You ever heard anybody or everybody, have you heard a corn scream? I mean, I haven't, because they're corn nuts. Get out of here.
Oh, no, but really, the internodes, which are the space in between the nodes, what they do, they slide out of their sheaves while it's growing and they make a popping sound. Now, mainly corn farmers can hear that because they know the sound, but hey, there you go. So corn does make noise even before you pop it. And that's a whole different subject.
Before you pop it, before it's nutty, and before you skin it alive, you know? That's right. And then poke a stick right through the bottom of it before you maybe fry it. Yeah, I think that corn, though, is always, 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 every day, all day.
That's right. Let's see. Folks at Fresh Plaza are giving us a report here today. It's about melons, watermelons. They said that overproduction, bad summer weather in areas of high consumption, limited demand from abroad, and the development of new competing acreage in Eastern Europe are among the factors that have caused the current watermelon and melon crisis, they're calling it. And that's showing up as
a crisis.
Well, as drastic drops in prices and recurrent and prolonged advertising campaigns by many large retail chains. Now, that's just the first paragraph of this long article at Fresh Plaza, but this is out of Italy. There's just massive watermelon production and less buyers. So big sales.
I have noticed that. I've noticed that, Dan, because, you know, if you go to your local Whole Foods market here in Tampa, they've got plenty of the cut watermelon, added value watermelon, all 25, 35% off. Heck, even on like Prime, if you want to order off Whole Foods Prime and have it delivered, again, 25% off watermelons. They're trying to entice us or entice you as the consumer to go ahead and purchase those watermelons.
Well, you can't beat all that lycopene and just nice, good electrolyte building, refreshing watermelon. So folks, take it advantage of it. Buy two instead of one and eat them up. September comes along and we think apples, right, Patrick? We have a new sponsor to announce.
Oh, definitely. And if you know me, I'm not the traditional Red Delicious fan. I am not, everyone, and people cringe when I say that. But I am more of the variety fan, you know, when it comes. I love a Golden Delicious. I love a Granny. And speaking of even those two varieties, let's talk about that new sponsor, which is Arctic Apples, everyone, which is very cool. This is a cut apple, Arctic Apple Slices. And this is what's very awesome about them. We do like to say that Arctic Apples are the world's best tasting snacking apple. It's packable, snackable, and 100% irresistible. So getting to know Arctic Apples and their team, their year-round availability, and they've got those two varieties of the Golden and the Granny, and they're fresh cut, everybody. They're ready to go on the soccer field. They're ready to take the basketball practice. Heck, they're ready to have on you when you're fishing. I think that's what's so cool about it. These Arctic Apple Slicers, they're more attractive than the normal convenient, I would say, options that are out there. No superficial browning or bruising. So that's what I think is really cool about them. So really appreciate Arctic Apples coming on and being a sponsor. We're going to hear more from them later this year. We're going to have them on the show. But let's talk about the overall apple market. It remains to be very firm. So if you're a consumer out there, you're seeing a lot of good apples. We have California. We have Washington. We've got a lot of different varieties out there. There are some tight items out there. Like I said, those Goldens and those Grannies for whole apples, but plenty of Arctic Apples here the next month are going to be rolling down the shelves. Varieties that are the best value right now are those Fuji's and Ambrosia apples. Oh gosh, Dan, I love a good Ambrosia apple. Same with the Fuji. They're just a fantastic variety. Soon you're going to have New Crop Galas, Honeycrisp, and then those early Golden Delicious. They've started in Washington, so there's going to be so many different varieties. As you know, there's over 28 different varieties of apples. Heck, if you want to get a couple different varieties knocked off your list, go check out the YouTube channel, the Produce Industry Show. We have Apple Taste Off 1 and Apple Taste Off Round 2, where we crown a king and a queen apple, Dan. And I think that's what's so fun about it. So get ready. There's a lot of good expectations. There's a lot of good volume. And there's a lot of great tasting apples out there, Dan. And again, speaking of our sponsors, let's take a quick break and hear from those, some of those sponsors, and then get right back to talking about all things produce.
Welcome to Equifruit, an importer and marketer of fresh bananas. Equifruit is committed to 100% fair trade, which means no crummy wages, super safe working conditions, and nothing but love for the ladies. Driving innovation through impossible to ignore merchandising, Equifruit is the only banana you should buy.
Everyone, we have an APB out on a buck naked onion. This onion is produced by Owyhee Produce, so we have to be on the lookout. Whether you're a retailer, food service distributor, or a wholesaler, this onion is whole, it's hearted, and it's a buck naked, everyone. To all you civilians out there, please, let's catch this buck naked onion.
Every time I hear those ads, it makes me laugh. Gotta love it. Folks, we are the Fresh from the Field Fridays from the Produce Industry Podcast. I'm Dan the Produce Man.
And I'm Patrick Kelly.
So Patrick, I made a trip up to Monterey Market. Folks, that's a very, very popular market here in the San Francisco Bay Area, in the East Bay, in Berkeley, and it just gets better and better. Anyway, I picked up a lot of good things. So I have, yes, fair trade bananas. Okay, to do this right, I have to use this microphone here because my stuff is over here. Folks, okay, I've got a goddess melon in here. You know what a goddess melon is?
I do not know.
Well, it's also known as ambrosia, and they used to be a lot more common. This is grown by Full Belly Farm, an organic farmer here. It's a netted melon, similar to a Persian melon, looking salmon-colored like a cantaloupe, but very soft, super, super sweet flesh. I haven't seen them in a long time, so I'm very happy to pick that up. I have Thompson seedless grapes. Now, we talked about Thompson seedless grapes, probably about a year ago when I was on the Produce Industry Podcast with you as a guest. And this time of the year, when they're yellow, this is what you want to get. They're super sweet and absolutely super delicious. Sunview is the only conventional grower that I know of that is actually still packing Thompson seedless grapes in a major way. There's some smaller organic growers, but this time of the year, if you see them, they're yellow, and even with brown speckles, definitely get them, because that's when they're the sweetest and the most delicious. We have Concord grapes here. Well, actually, here in California, the Niobels back east, they're Concords. I also have Kioho grapes, so look those up. It's very, very delicious seeded grape. I also have here Momotaro tomatoes. These are Japanese tomatoes grown by a small grower. Absolutely delicious. Williams pears are available right now. I have a sapote. I bought a couple of mangosteens, papayas, beautiful blackberries, and quince. But anyway, there's a whole lot more here. But these are just some of the things that you're going to find in the stores right now, especially if you... Big markets, yes, but independent markets more so. Check it out. Get in there and get your September produce, because this is a great time of the year, because you have summer fruit, you have fall fruit and squash starting, and don't forget fresh figs. Black Mission figs, Kadota figs, Adriatic figs. Folks, this is the best month for figs. So if they're soft and slightly wrinkled and dehydrated, don't pass them up. That's where the flavor and the sweetness is.
Oh, man, that's crazy. That sounds like a pretty good basket there, Dan. I'm telling you, you might have to send me one. It sounds like that fruit box or that fruit veg box I got down going in Los Angeles right now. It really sounds tempting, man. You know, speaking of items, Dan, sweet potatoes are always a good selective item. Thinking about adding value, Baco Sweet, they're a California sweet spot. Now, California sweet potatoes, they came out with this new steam in the bag microwave organic sweet potatoes, Dan. And it's crazy, because I got to go get me some of these, because one, I have done the potatoes in the microwave from Tasteful Selections. I thought it was fantastic. Now there's a sweet potato option. And sweet potatoes, like I said, they're a year-round buy. They're fantastic. There's a lot of good grocery stores that carry these Baco sweet potatoes that I'm talking about. Albertsons, Loblaws, Sprouts, Safeway. Whole Foods is one of them. That's where I'm going to go to get these as well. But the potato market, I know we've talked about it before. Potatoes are always a staple item. There's a lot of meat and potato guys, right, Dan? They don't want asparagus on their plate. They don't want corn on their plate, right? They want a T-bone steak and some potatoes. That's what they want. So looking at the kind of the potato crop, I think, still you're looking at Idaho and Washington. You still have got some good players. Both locations are good production, but still, like I said, there's still some limited. That's why we're looking at some of these sweet potatoes and added value sweet potatoes. I think that it's a time to start working on, as they say, some heavy promotions. So when you look at some of the circulars out there, I'm looking at some this week. You've got russeted potatoes, you've got red potatoes, you've got sweet potatoes that are on ads. Heck, I'm looking at the ads at Winn-Dixie right now. Watermelon is another one that's on sale this week, as you said. And you know what's interesting? I got to bring this up to the Winn-Dixie crew. They always have on the back of their ads called Fresh Deals, Dan. I mean, potatoes, rusted or red, 2 for $6. You got California large navel oranges or Mineola tangelos, 5 for $5. Broccoli bunch or cauliflower, 2 for $5. I mean, you can't beat this. Wait a minute. Holy guacamole. You got Willie's salsa, 2 for $5. Avocados and mango and star fruit, 2 for $5. BOGO on 3 bag pounds of onions. I mean, Dan, these are I'm going to Winn-Dixie when we get off the phone, brother.
I guess so. Shoot. I don't know. There's no Winn-Dixie around here.
I don't know what else to say, but I mean, compared to others out there, like your Publix's, I mean, that's selling the red tomatoes. I mean, they're red tomatoes. They've got the red potatoes. I mean, you'd be a Whole Foods guy, because they've got your celery on sale. They've got your celery hearts on sale. But Winn-Dixie's just got such a crazy fresh deals items that you see. And then the same with Aldi's, man. They're promoting the sweet potatoes. They're promoting putting the red and the russet potatoes. And really, the Aldi savers this week are the lemons, mushrooms, corn, and cucumbers, Dan. So there's a lot of great items coming up for Labor Day weekend, everybody. There's a lot of good fruits and vegetables. California peaches, blueberries, California grapes. Listen, when you're going and making those burgers this weekend, cut yourself up some onions. Go ahead and saute those onions. Get some good romaine lettuce, some grilled mushrooms, and guess what? Have yourself a fantastic burger. And for someone like me, it'd be a plant-based burger, Dan.
Well, you know, that's not far off. I bought a couple of big portobello mushrooms. Now, I'm going to roast those with some seasoning, and I may put some sort of cheddar or something inside of them. Then I'm going to take my burger, and those two mushrooms are going to be the bun.
Yeah. Whoa. So you're going to do the mushroom as the bun.
So it's still a mushroom burger, but on the outside instead of inside.
And I will tell you, I got to give some more shout outs because some of these circulars, people, you think fresh produce is not part of your life. Every dish that these grocery stores or retail outlets or marketplace put on the market, they're putting all the fresh produce next to the dinners. So again, I say burgers. It's a winning Labor Day deal, right? To get this beef, but then on the beef, it's got lettuce, tomato, onions. I mean, 70% of this burger is produce, pickles. Everyone. 70%,
yeah.
Dan.
Hey, you can't go wrong. And you know what? There's some really good veggie burgers out there. Speaking of sweet potatoes real quick, there's a lot of varieties with them, and we can do this in another program. Here in California, you have what's called yams, which are actually really sweet potatoes. A yam isn't even a yam at all. Now that I've confused you, you can check out my article called I Am What I Am, But a Yam Ain't a Yam at All. And I've got it posted. I'll have to figure out where I have that posted and send a link out somewhere, somehow. Oh, there'll be a heck of a lot more about sweet potatoes coming up because we're going to get into, you know, the season where people start using them more. But July here in California is when they're actually harvested. Then they're thrown in the houses to sweat, if you will, or cure. They have to cure them for a month, and then they release them. So the new crop actually comes to us July, August, and that's what's happening right now with sweet potatoes. So we will get into the varieties and growing regions of the whole bit in another program.
Yeah, for sure. And we're going to have Baco Sweet on the podcast and on the YouTube channel here in September, which I think is going to be awesome because we're going to be talking more things. Sweet potatoes, everyone. And I want to give a shout out to everyone who helped with this segment. We get a lot of good people that are obviously throwing us some good information, like I said, such as the Winn-Dixie Fresh Deals. We got a lot of information from Publix, Aldi's, and Whole Foods this week, as well as some of our contributors, Terra Exports, Arctic Apples, Equifruit, Buck Naked Onions, and Robinson Fresh. We definitely appreciate all the people that are really contributing content towards the show to help us understand what is in the market, everyone, because we can't be in everywhere all the time. And one thing I do want to bring up, Dan, let's give a shout out to the bakery department out there, because you know what is coming in season, Dan, for the winter time? It's fruit pies, my friend. You know it. You know it, baby. We got apple. We're going to have cherry. We're going to have peach. I mean, Dan, one of my favorite things during the holidays, and my wife always tells me that's not what it's called, but I'm like, babe, you got to make your apple, like, what do I call it? Like apple fritter. And she's like, it's not called an apple fritter. But my wife does a lot of cool things with apples. And we started that a couple years ago when we moved to Florida, is I started buying a bunch of apples and we didn't want to waste them. And my wife's like, I have this idea. So now she's got me hooked that I love these, like, I call them apple fritters and apple pies and all of these different apple cakes and goodies that she makes me during the winter time because I love them.
Oh, you can't beat that. Let's do a big shout out to Renee for all those fruit pies that she keeps feeding to Patrick.
She does. And sometimes she doesn't. Well, heck, the other week, Renee made banana bread probably 2 weeks ago. Oh, again, I love it. So, I mean, I always tell everybody, I don't just eat all things fresh produce. And if you were to ask Renee, she'd probably give a little giggle and go, you guys think he eats that much fresh produce? I eat as much as I can, everybody. And I eat it every way possible, Dan. Whether it's in fresh gummy snacks, whether it's in fruit pies, whether it's in fruit juice. Listen, I'll all day, every day, my friend.
We do walk the talk, that's for sure. While we're doing this podcast, I've got green juice here with so many different kind of greens in it. You wouldn't believe it. And then, of course, all the other stuff over here. So it is something that we do. And we urge you, if you are in the produce industry and just deal with a few commodities or, you know, at the most 10, go out and try a bunch of the other commodities. Consume what you sell, baby. Consume what you sell. You can't be like the Rolls-Royce salesman who drives up in a Toyota pickup truck and parks it in the back and then goes out to sell Rolls-Royces. You have to own one to sell one, baby.
Well, you know, before we end this, I want to leave that note. It's funny because there's a luxury car dealership here in Tampa. I'm not going to say which one. And it was interesting one day because it's next to a Jeep dealership. And I myself have a four-door Jeep Wrangler. And it was interesting because I'm pulling up. And sure enough, Dan, I see a black Jeep Wrangler pull into this luxury car dealer. And I'm like, oh, look at this. This guy's, you know, I'm at the stoplight, right? And I'm sitting there just watching. Nope, this guy backs his car up into the employee parking, and he had this like souped up Jeep, and I took a picture of it and I sent it to my brother, and I said of course the guy that sells luxury cars, I go, has a Jeep Wrangler. I go, hashtag Jeep life, like, you know. He deemed the Jeep a heck of a lot more precious than he did a luxury car. And you're right, they had Maseratis, they had everything in there. Came out of a Jeep Wrangler to sell a Maserati, baby.
Hey, I prefer the Jeep Wrangler over a Maserati myself, let me tell you. So I get it.
Me too.
All right, folks, on that note, you can drive to the store, walk to the store, ride your bike or motorcycle or skateboard or whatever it is. Just remember, the produce department is usually the first thing that you see when you walk in there. So until next week, be sure to catch the Produce Industry Podcast every Monday with Patrick Kelly and the Produce Industry Show on YouTube, as well as the Produce Industry app. You gotta have that. Download that right now. Also, check out my YouTube channel called Dan the Produce Man, and you can get all of my social media at DanTheProduceMan.com. Until next week, folks, I'm Dan the Produce Man, reminding you that it's always best when you get it fresh.
You've been listening to Fresh from the Field Fridays with Dan the Produce Man. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Anchor to get fresh weekly episodes. For more, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook at The Produce Industry Podcast and at Dan the Produce Man. Until next time, see you in the fields or on the horizon.